Saving Thousands is brought to you in part by RP Funding. RP Funding, Inc. is licensed and can offer loans in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia, and is also licensed by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance and by the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities. Office is located at 500 Winterly Place, Suite 300, Maitland, Florida, 32751. Telephone 321-397-4420. RP Funding's nationwide mortgage licensing system ID number is 70168, Equal Housing Opportunity, and Robert Palmer's NMLS ID number is 76197.
Welcome back, and yes, we are Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer right here on the Saving Thousands Radio Network. Robert, on last week's show, we talked about finding mistakes on our credit report, and we talked a little bit about disputing those errors. We have a listener who wants to know more about the process.
We got another text in, Rob. They want me to go over the detailed process of how to do the disputes. So,
okay.
So I'm going to do that. So what I will tell you is... we'll start with Experian since I'm on their website. And so when you go to Experian, let me go to their homepage and see if I can figure out how to get to this. So you go to Experian. Yeah, I don't like this. All right, so I'm going to Google Experian dispute. So I'm going to go to google.com, Experian, E-X-P-E-R-I-A-N, dispute. I put that in. And the first thing that comes up is Dispute Credit Bureau, which is an ad for one of these companies who wants my money. Let me click on that and see. There's a how much does it cost? I'm just curious. So when you put an Experian dispute, the first thing you see is going to be someone trying to get your money to do it for you.
I've noticed on Google lately, there's a lot of people, you know, bouncing up to the top that aren't exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah. So we want to go past the paid ad, right? There's like it says, you know, ad in little yellow kind of hidden. We'll go to the next one down. So the next one is actually at Experian.com, and the URL is Experian.com/disputes/main.html. The headline is Dispute Credit Report Information at Experian.com. And then there's a How to Dispute Credit Report, Frequently Asked Questions, and Instructions for Disputing by Mail, right? So I'm going to click on this, and it says Disputing Your Credit Report Information Online. How would you like to begin? And the first thing says Start a New Dispute Online. The next one says Check the Status of an Existing Dispute, View the Results of a Completed Dispute, or Verify the Accuracy of My Credit History. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to go with start a new online dispute. I'm going to hit continue. All right. Let me see if that other website loaded. How much do credit repair services cost? Okay, so the guys right above it that are selling the credit repair services, they are $99.95 a month. All right. We're going to do it for free over at Experian.
I like that.
If their website will load. All right, here we go. While that's loading, I'm going to go over the instructions for disputing by mail. So first it gives me the P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 45, and you can Google this, folks, but I'll give it to you. P.O. Box 4500, Allen, Texas, 75013. Beautiful Allen, Texas. I have no idea where that is in Allen, but in Texas, but sounds fun. P.O. Box 450. How many jobs are created in Allen, Texas, just to check this P.O. Box? Anyway, so P.O. Box 4500, Allen, Texas, 75013. This is just for Experian, one of the three bureaus. And it says, in order to help submit a accurate request, you may find it useful to first obtain your personal credit report. Now, I will tell you, to dispute online, you have to have a personal credit report. To dispute by mail, you do not necessarily have to. Okay. So please include the following information when requesting your dispute. Full name, including middle initial. I'm Robert W. Palmer, Jr. Boom. Date of birth. Social Security number. All addresses where you have lived in the past 2 years.
Okay.
All right. One copy of a government-issued identification card, such as a driver's license, state ID, etc. One copy of a utility bill, bank or insurance statement. Again, they're trying to prove that I am me. And then list each item on your report that you believe is inaccurate, the account number, and the specific reason you feel the information is incorrect. There is no charge for submitting a dispute. That's in bold. Send the completed dispute information to the address above. Only include copies. Do not send original documents. Yes, please do not send them your original driver's license. We want to keep that with us right here in our wallet.
Right there.
And then once we receive your request, we will contact the furnisher of the information or the vendor who collected the information. So they're going to contact the person who reported to them. And then when they complete the dispute process, which may take up to 30 days, you will see the results. To check the status of your dispute, visit Experian.com/status. So all this is pretty easy. What I think people may get hung up on is the specific reason you feel the information is incorrect. So this is where you want to say something like, this account is not mine. This account was never delinquent. This account should have never gone to collection. See, so one of the things I find useful is with a collection, there are certain rules they have to follow. they have to notify you within a certain time frame. Right. They have to notify you X number of times. And so I would put all that in there. You know, I was never properly notified. They did not follow the collection law rules correctly. They never contacted me. They never notified me. This was paid before it ever went to collection. All of these wonderful things you can put in there. And now they have to, again, I don't think that really matters. But we might as well put it in there because we're writing the letter, right? Sure. It's not going to, whether you put that in there or you just say, this is wrong, they're going to go through the same process, right? But you know, maybe spice it up a little bit. Maybe the guy on the other end will decide it's not worth, if you sound a little more like you know what you're talking about, not worth fighting. I don't think it matters. I think it's that the data is there or the data is not there, right? So that's for the dispute by mail. All right, for the online dispute, that finally loaded. See, it wants a report number. And so the report number is a unique number assigned to your personal credit report. So because I don't have a report number, I cannot do the dispute online. So I would have to go back and get a report number, which is either free if I have been denied for credit recently, right, which I have not. So then I would have to buy a report, a single report from Experian in order to do it online. By mail is completely free, right? But online, you have to have a credit report first. And so let me see if I can figure out how much a credit report costs here. So let's see, a credit report, they're going to try to sell me daily credit monitoring, X a month, blah, I don't want any of that. I just want a credit report. Nope, don't want a, I don't want the theft protection, I don't want the credit tracker, I don't want the three credit bureau, FICO, blah, blah, blah. what I want is just a credit report. Give me my credit, see, they make this so difficult. Report and score, Equifax credit report and FICO score, $19.95. What if I don't want the score and I just want the report? See, they really want to sell you what they want to sell you, huh, yeah, Rob?
The whole list.
Which is
of the,
they want to sell you the monthly. You. They want to sell you the monthly thing.
They got to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
I get it. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Somewhere on this website, I'm sure you can buy just a credit report. I can't find it. The easiest. So here's what I would tell you: if you have been denied for credit, and actually in some states you maybe should get it for free without. So I'm going to say Experian free credit report into Google. I'm a big Google user, by the way. For those of you maybe that don't listen that often. All right, so how to get your free annual credit report from Experian. Under federal law, you're entitled to a copy of your credit report annually. Okay, so this is good. You don't have to be denied. Once every 12 months, you can get a free credit report. Every consumer should check their credit reports on each of the three bureaus annually. Doing so will make sure that you blah, 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 blah. So how do I request my free statutory annual credit file disclosure?
How?
You want to go to annualcreditreport.com. Annual, A-N-N-U-A-L, creditreport.com. Or you can call by phone, 877-FACT-ACT, F-A-C-T-A-C-T, FACT-ACT. That's the act that does this. Or you can send it by mail at Annual Credit Report Request, P.O. Box 105-281, Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to go with annualcreditreport.com. I think that's your best bet. So the FACT Act is what did this. The Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions, F-A-C-T, Fair Accurate Credit Transaction Act, was signed into law. The FACT Act, you can get your credit report once every 12 months through a central source. As of December 2005, all consumers are eligible to receive their statutory annual credit file disclosure once every 12 months. So as long as you haven't used your free one in the last 12 months, you can go ahead and get one of these at annualcreditreport.com. We're going to go there. It's going to ask us for a bunch of stuff. This is going to give us that report number that we need to use for our online dispute.
Great.
So you can either go through annualcreditreport.com. We got to write that. We got to add that one to the rules, Rob. This is great. See, I'm out of the loop. I've been paying my FICO for so many years, I had no idea that annualcreditreport.com was here. So annualcreditreport.com is not a company trying to sell you stuff. This is like a federal agency website mandated thing that gets you your free credit report. So you click on the big red button, request your free credit report, fill out the form, pick the reports you want, and get them online. So this seems pretty simple. This is what you want to do. And then from here, you'll have those report numbers you need to start the dispute process. Again, I'm going to do my own dispute. I'm going to do my dispute through my FICO because I pay them.
Sure.
I pay them like $30 a month or $20 a month. But see, what I like is I do like the credit monitoring, right? I like the fact that I get alerts on my phone whenever someone pulls my credit.
So important.
Whenever I get if there's new credit, I get an alert. If a balance changes, I get an alert, right? So I get all these things on my phone, which I like. So to me, that's worth a couple $100 a year to monitor my credit. I understand that's not in everybody's budget. So if it's not, you can use annualcreditreport.com once a year to get your free credit report. You can then dispute your items, do what you need to do. There you go, Rob.
Thank you, Robert. Again, credit is such a major factor in so many areas of our lives. Folks, you just don't think about it. We're not only talking credit cards and loans of every type, but the credit score is used in setting your insurance rates. and is even part of the criteria used by some companies when it comes to hiring you. So take advantage of your free credit reports each year. Keep track of your credit as you would the cash in your very wallet. Hey, Robert, on the show planner for today, there's a line that says, there's no free lunch. What are we talking about?
Speaking of housing real quick, Rob, I don't know if you caught this last night on the news, but one of the local stations ran this whole story about how to get your house for free. Did you see this?
Yeah, I sure did. So, I was very troubled.
So there's a lot of people that would think, well, even if I could get my house for free, that's not the right thing to do. I bought that house. I borrowed that money. You know, I have pride. I'm going to pay back what I borrowed. And then there's other people who are like, oh, if I can get my house for free, that would be the greatest financial windfall ever. So it was a very polarizing headline. And so to summarize, basically, because all of my attorneys watched it because they were very curious. If you think about it, if all of a sudden, I want to paint this picture real quick. If all of a sudden we could all get our houses for free and all the mortgage debt could be wiped out, yes, that would put the big banks and us here at RP Funding and everyone else out of business. And maybe no one cares about that. But what will happen next? No one would ever be able to get a mortgage again, right?
That's right.
No bank, no mortgage company would ever lend money on a house again. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden everyone got their houses for free and all that money disappeared, no one would ever be able to get a mortgage again, which would cause house prices to crash. Because if everyone had to pay cash, right? If there was no residential finance system, if there was no way to borrow money, if everyone had to pay cash for a house, we would see home prices drop 40, 50, 60% overnight, okay? And so even if 20% of people could get their house for free, the entire residential finance industry would just end. It would
sure
be done.
Would.
And so what this particular news story was talking about, which is kind of a, this is an interesting take, but there, you know, different people have different interpretations of what's going to happen. But the idea is there's a 5-year statute of limitations on mortgage default. And so what some attorneys are arguing that is if your bank takes more than 5 years to start the foreclosure after they send you the acceleration letter, that it's wiped out. What banks argue is that their right to collect extends for the entire 30 years of the note and mortgage that you signed. Mm-hmm. So the 5 years actually is 5 years after the 30 years. So the banks are arguing they have 35 years from the date of the mortgage to do something because they have 5 years beyond when their note expires. And then these attorneys argue that, no, you have 5 years from the acceleration you sent out, right? Well, what I will tell you is if you went into foreclosure 5 years ago, it was taking a long time to foreclose. If you go into foreclosure today, like if somebody saw this news article or this news story and decided to quit making their payments and to test this out, they would lose their house within 6 to 12 months. Right?
I was going to say.
Because it's not like it was. I mean, the whole idea that it's going to take more than 5 years to foreclose on you is gone. Like that was happening. If you're already 2 or 3 years in, maybe. But if you default right now, it is not going to take us. It's not going to take us 12 months. Mm-mm. So we did our first foreclosure. You know, I think we only service like $200 million of loans. Like our servicing portfolio isn't huge yet. It's growing. I'm trying to get it up to $1 billion. And so far we've only had one foreclosure and the gentleman passed away. He passed away just after closing. And I think it only took us like 5 or 6 months to foreclose, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're diligent. Like, I've got a team of attorneys. We're right here. See, and so one of the big loopholes that the other guys use is they'll try to challenge the whole validity of the note. And so what they'll argue is that the person who shows up in court to testify does not have the authority to have made the loan and mm-hmm. didn't sign what's called an allonge, which is where we transfer the ownership interest to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or whoever we securitize through. See, I'll go down there personally, right? Like, I'm not sending like a clerk. I'm not sending like a third assistant vice president. Like, I'm showing up personally. Yes, raise your right hand. Yes, sir. Robert Palmer, president, CEO, owner of RP Funding. Yes, I did loan them that money. Here's the proof of the wire. Yes, I did sign that note for the allonge. Yes, I am the decision maker. I'm the authority. Okay, case closed. Foreclosed on the house. See, we don't deal with that. The big mm-hmm. banks deal with that. You know, like one of these big mega banks, the person they send may not have direct knowledge of whether or not the money was loaned, blah, blah. So I'm going in person. Yeah. State your name, Robert Palmer, RP Funding, RP, Robert Palmer. Yes, sir.
Got it.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. That's me. Yes, sir. I can attest that we did make that mortgage. Yes, sir. I do have the authority to make that statement. Yes, sir. They do owe us that money. And no, sir, they're not paying. Okay, boom, foreclosure. You're good. And so when the president and CEO, if the president and CEO of Chase would fly down here and show up in court, they would win that.
Oh yeah,
they would win that particular foreclosure case.
But in so many cases, Robert, they had no idea where the note was.
Right.
You know exactly where it is. I know where it is.
We got our notes. Yeah.
They're in that office. But when you're saying, well, there was a warehouse in L.A. and then we sold those mortgages to somebody else and they had a warehouse in Indianapolis, we're not really sure where that box is, Your Honor.
Right.
And that caused some people some problems.
So here's what I will tell you. I completely believe that there are people out there who got put in bad mortgages and their banks didn't work with them and there was robo-signing and there was a lot of mistakes made on the bank's part.
Yes, sir.
And for those people, I think they need relief. And I don't believe that the amount of relief they got from our industry was enough. I don't believe the amount of relief they got from the $50 billion bank settlement, that money didn't go where I think it should have gone. But I will tell you this. If you do not have a hardship and you are just trying to beat the system, right? So with my people, we will bend over backwards to try to help someone work out their mortgage,
sure.
Right? If an RP Funding customer loses their job, I'm going to use my connections to try to help them get a new job. You know, if they fall on hard times, we're going to work with them. We're going to do everything within our power mm-hmm. to help keep them in that home. But when we come across someone who has the ability to pay, got the exact deal they wanted, and they're just trying to game the system and get a free house, right? We're not going to play around there. And I'm going to throw whatever legal resources I have at my disposal in order to win those cases, in order to get those houses foreclosed on. So if you truly have a hardship, I'm the first guy to work with you. Like I said, I will help you find a new job. I will bend over backwards to help my customers keep their homes if that's what they want. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's just trying to game the system and get a free house, I mean, if we took a poll of 1,000 people, I bet the vast majority of them would not believe it was the right thing to do to go buy a house and then think you should get the debt wiped off and get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how most people think. There are some people that are wired that way, and there's some companies running scams right now around that this whole idea of, oh, pay us $5,000 and we'll help you get your home for free. I mean, it's insane what's going on. And so that it's tough on us because while I want to make sure we are helping the person with the hardship, I'm not going to help the guy who's just trying to game the system and try to scam us mm-hmm. by trying to get his house for free. I mean, it's ludicrous to even think about that you should be able to buy a house. You go buy a $200,000 house. I loan you $180,000. And then what, a month later, you forget where that $180,000 came from, and you think you should just get your house for free?
Not good.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But on the flip side, if you fall on hard times, we're here to help. And we are here to help the customers who find themselves in that situation. And see, I think one of the benefits, Rob, is, you know, the big bank, they struggle to tell the difference between the two, right? Because they've got a clerk, you know, look, oh, you're late on your payments. They can't really tell, is this a real hardship or is this somebody trying to game the system? You know, we're small enough that we can, and I can get personally involved. I mean, when somebody's missed, I know every single person who's behind on their payments. There's only two. I know every RP Funding mortgage is behind on their payments.
Wow.
There's only two. They're not that far behind. I talk about it with my senior management team monthly, right? We know what the situations are. We know, like the gentleman who passed away, you know, we know when something's going wrong in our customers' mm-hmm. lives. If it's something we can help them find a new job. If we can help them sell the house, you know, we're going to do whatever we can. You know, if you fall on hard times and come to us and you say, hey, I need to sell this house, I lost my job, whatever, we'll help you do that. Hey, I'll do special below rate financing for the new buyer. I'll pay all the new buyer's closing costs. You know, I'll do whatever I can uh-huh. to help get my client out of that bad situation. The big banks aren't going to do that.
No.
But on the flip side, if you're trying to game the system, we're going to bring down every, I will spend more than you owe me to fight you on this just out of principle if you are trying to game the system and think mm-hmm. you're going to get a free house when you came in here and paid no lender fees, got the guaranteed best deal, got a great house that's probably gone up in value, and now you think you're going to game the system and get your mortgage wiped out for free? I'm not going to be no part of that. I would go broke fighting that before I would ever let that happen. And that's the difference between us and the big banks. You know, the big banks say, oh, well, the attorney's fees are going to be X or Y. Maybe we shouldn't fight it. I would fight it just out of principle because what it ends up hurting all the hardworking people
yeah.
who are making their mortgage payment, who are doing the right thing, who are paying back their bills. And at nowhere in the financial ninja, the Saving Thousands code, does it say try to not pay back the money you borrow. You know, that is not how you achieve personal finance success.
Mm-hmm.
You pay back what you borrow. That's how I was raised. That's how you were raised.
Yeah,
I think that's a core belief that we all believe in. If you loan someone money, you expect them to pay you back. And these scammers out there who are trying to undermine the system and convince people that they can get their house for free, and so we've watched some of these cases, right, Rob?
Yeah.
And there have been some instances where the judge has vacated the foreclosure and the person thought they were getting their house for free. And then the bank goes back and files for a motion and gets it reversed. Mm-hmm. And almost every time that there have been very few cases where it has stuck. And so people are like, oh, I won. And then 2 months later, nope, you didn't win. And because the other thing is, even if they're able to remove the lien from the house, you still owe the money. It's still on your credit.
Right.
You know, like that doesn't go away. Mm-mm. So this loophole may have worked where a couple people got the lien removed from their house because the bank failed to show up and do what they're supposed to do. But they can still sue you. They can still sell the note to a collection agency and come after you for the deficiency balance. Just because they can't take your house away doesn't mean you don't owe the money. And again, these are very rare cases. Usually there's something else happened and they're not giving you all the facts. Like the people who've gotten their house for free, mm-hmm. Sometimes it was a house that wasn't really worth what it, you know, the house was in such disrepair, the bank didn't want to deal with it. There's usually something else going on. If you're living in a brand new, beautiful home that is worth more than you owe on it, the bank is not going to just walk away and lay down.
Right. There are some scammers out there who may try to convince you to pay them a few thousand dollars and, hey, they'll get you your house for free. But you know what? In the end, you're more likely to be out that money and you could be homeless. Earlier in the show, we talked about the importance of managing credit and that FICO is the most important source when it comes to what credit information is being used. So, Robert, you're a student of finance. Kind of walk us through how you research and then analyze your own credit.
And so when I do a three-score report at FICO, myfico.com, and it costs $60. So it's not cheap. You know, now there are some ways you can get your credit report for free X number of times a year if you've been turned down for credit. There are credit monitoring you can do where you can monitor one bureau for cheaper, but to really get the true FICO score on all three bureaus is $60. Okay. And so I just logged into my FICO dashboard. And so there's these different versions of the FICO score. And so you come in here and you're going to sign up and it's going to want your money. And whether you just do one bureau, which is like $20, or you do all three bureaus, which is $60, really depends on your personal budget and how interested you are in this. Mm-hmm. I would say if you've never pulled your score at all, I would start with one. And the one that is used the most around in this area is Equifax.
Okay.
So each of the bureaus kind of skews to a different part of the country. And so Equifax is the kind of preferred for the Southeast is the preferred bureau. Now, okay. Lenders pull all three. I know that like when I bought my wife's engagement ring, they only pulled Equifax.
Is that right?
And I can see that because I can see on my report in my FICO.com who else pulled my credit. And so in here, you know, I log in and it shows me my three scores. And then it gives you the FICO score versions, which is pretty cool. Then you get the credit at a glance. You know, so my credit history is 15 years. I have 35 total accounts. I have 0 past due accounts, 12 revolving accounts, 11 installment accounts, 12 mortgage accounts. Then it has like the online disputes. You go into your personal information, which will show all the addresses that I've ever had my credit pulled under, you know, ever. Across here. And so there, you know, I can see the addresses of where I've lived. I go to my revolving accounts and see each of my credit cards. And so what they keep on you in the credit file is the name of the creditor, the loan type. Is it a credit card? Is it an installment? Is it individual or is it with someone else? The date you opened it. And then they keep a payment history. And so they show this, you know, usually using ones or X's. On this case, it's just like a green bar that shows all the payments were made on time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm looking at this card, it says number of times 30 days late, 0, number of times 60 days late, 0, number of times 90 days late, 0, worst delinquency, none, high balance ever, scheduled payment, credit limit, remarks, contact. So they send all this information, how many times you've been late, when you were late. And now the key is a late is only late if it's 30 days late, right? So there's no box on here for 15 days late. There's no box mm-hmm. on here for 20 days late. There's no box on here for one day late.
Thank you, Robert. Now, remember that the better your credit, the better your rates will be on everything from mortgages to credit cards to car loans and even car insurance. So you really need to create time on a schedule to watch your scores and pay your bills on time. Better yet, pay them before the statement date and your credit will improve. Now, that brings us to the end of the show. There's more empowering information at savingthousands.com, and you'll hear full versions of this show right on Robert's exclusive station on iHeart. It's at the iHeart Radio app. Just fill in the search engine to Robert Palmer. And with all this information and all of us pulling for you, we will all save thousands with Robert Palmer.